Hey ho, what do you know? It's time for the Matt Dean Clark Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Not Good Presents Weekly Review. Welcome to the show. Also, that critics around this great world are calling not good, more like not gonna listen to it. Well, listen. Listen to this. I appreciate the wordplay, but I don't appreciate the attitude, okay? It is Monday. It is May 20th. It is 12 in the afternoon. And it is 63 degrees. So there you go with that. Let's start today. And thank you for listening to the weekly review. This is our spinoff podcast. So we do a main one, and then we do this one, the weekly review, where I record a segment every day. And so this is Monday. So today's segment for Monday, let's do some random news. A cat frequenting the Vermont State University Castleton campus was awarded a very special honorary degree as the school's first doctor of literature. Spelt litter, like a litter box. Do you get it? I'll post a link in the comments section that spells out litter. So then you fully understand the humor that they have there. The school said on social media that the cat named Max lives with his owners. I love the name Max too. I feel like often when I introduce myself, I'm like, hey, I'm Matt. Nice to meet you. And they're like, nice to meet you, Max. And then just walk away. I've had that so many times. And I'm kind of one of those guys that just doesn't correct too. It's like, it's fine. You know what I mean? If I meet this person again, then they'll figure it out. But otherwise, not a big deal. The school said on social media that the cat, named Max, lives with his owners on Seminary Street and has been an affectionate member of the Castleton family for years. The feline can be found socializing with friends outside Leavenworth, the Post said, with a resounding purr of approval from the faculty of the Board of Trustees of the Vermont State Cat Ledges. This article is trying to be very funny. Has bestowed upon Max Dow the prestigious title of Doctor of Literature, complete with all the catnip perks. If you've never seen a cat on catnip, by the way, do yourself a favor. I'm sure there's got to be videos of that, right? There's videos of everything. But it is a sight to behold. Scratching post privileges and litter box responsibilities that come with it, the school said. They also added that the family will have to pick up for the cat on the premises, otherwise they will put the cat down with a shovel. With a shovel. Seems kind of harsh, I don't know. Seems like there's other ways to go about that. I don't know, who am I? It is a sad day in Kyle, Texas, as the city's annual gathering of Kyles once again failed to earn a Guinness World Record. We've talked about this on the show many times. I think probably when it first broke records a couple years ago, and then they've kept trying to up, you know, the ante and continue breaking the record of most Kyles. Excuse me, and they just can't seem to do it. This one is, so sadly they failed again. but to me, that's okay that they couldn't get enough Kyles, because that name Kyle has always been synonymous with failure. No, I don't think that's true. Also, too, the other day, speaking of the word synonymous, I had to spell synonymous, so I wrote it the first time. I was like, this can't be right, and then clicked it, and sure enough, it was right. It didn't do that little squiggle when it says, hey, you're an idiot, you messed up the word. So it's like, wow, I'm still an idiot, but I can't believe I got that one right. The Gathering of Kyles, part of the annual Kyle Fair, aimed to break the Guinness World Record for the largest same-name gathering. Organizers counted 706 Kyles in attendance, falling far short of the number needed to beat the current record of 2,325. Yeah, so you got the record of 2,325, and you got what they got, which was 706. which was set at a gathering of people named Ivan in 2017. Wow. Maybe they can get a record for failing the most, right? Missing the most amount of names they need. I feel like you can really spin anything into a positive. The total even fell short of last year's Texas event, which counted 1,490 Kyles in attendance. How about most years in a row that they can fail? The amount, you know what I mean? The most years that they can fail to break that record. Organizers have not yet announced whether there will be another attempt in 2025. Yeah, it's kind of a good, I mean, I think I understand that because it's true. How many times do you do it when you aren't yielding results, right? And it's just like, no, this is turning into a real Kyle of a situation. There you go. Use that name as synonymous with failure. Continue it. Continue what was mentioned earlier. Make that truth that it really is. Oh, I stepped in some Kyle the other day. Just kidding, Kyles. We love you. All right, it is Tuesday, May 21st. It is 1:26 in the p.m. And excuse me, I just ate a sandwich, so my voice is all phlegmy. So you're listening to the phlegmy tones of Matt Rashavi here on a Tuesday, May 21st at 1:26 in the p.m. And the weather is a 67 degrees and rainy, raining all day. So that's great. And a great time, if it's a rainy day, to listen to some entertainment news. So let's get into that today. We'll start with, so this has made some news because they've had advanced tickets for Deadpool and Wolverine. So people are buying these tickets already, and they're seeing the runtime. So the runtime is officially out there, which is 2 hours and 7 minutes. This makes it the lengthiest Deadpool movie yet. The previous installments both came in under 2 hours. 2016's Deadpool was 1 hour 48. And 2018's was just under the 2 hour mark at 1 hour 59 minutes. To me, that's kind of a non thing. Like, I get that, you know, I think they're more, it's just the letting that information out there. Not that that's like a huge deal, because I know a lot of people are like, oh yeah, if it's a long movie, you know, a lot of people don't like these longer movie trends that are going out there. But for me, I agree with that. I don't like the longer movies, except when it comes to obviously ones that I like. And so when it's Deadpool, I'm like, yeah, make it 3 hours. I could watch that all day. That's totally fine. And so I'm cool with this one and wish it was actually a little bit longer, because when I saw this, I clicked on it because it was like, oh, maybe it's like a 3 hour movie. This would be amazing. You know, make it Godfather length. But it was not. But still, 2 hours and 11 minutes is not a bad amount of time to hang with those characters. From there, we go to Jerry Bruckheimer, and we go to Pirates of the Caribbean and that franchise. He confirmed in a new interview that there are two new Pirates movies being developed. A reboot, which is going to be written by Jeff Nathanson, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales. He wrote that one. And a female-fronted spin-off movie written by Christina Hodson, who wrote Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, which I actually liked, and The Flash. And I say I actually liked because, I mean, I'll say I even loved it. But I remember everyone I went to the theaters with, this was during filming of Ghost Nation, did not like it. I'm like, what? I love it. But yeah, there you go. And they do have Barbie star and producer Margot Robbie attached as the lead in that female-fronted spinoff of Pirates of the Caribbean. So there you go. Bruckheimer also added that it's a reboot because he was asked the question about will returning cast members, you know, drop in for any of these movies. And he said that it's a reboot, but if it was up to me, he would be in it. Talking about Johnny Depp, he said, I love him. He's a good friend. He's an amazing artist. And he's a unique look. He created Captain Jack. He said that was not on the page. That was him doing a little Pepe Le Pew and Keith Richards. That was his interpretation of Jack Sparrow. So there you go. I know, and I was kind of a little bummed. I mean, the Margot Robbie one I'm totally on board for, but I was like, oh, no Captain Jack? I was hoping more for a sequel. But I think I'm going to watch all the five, just do a marathon of those movies, because I do enjoy those movies quite a bit. This one's some good news. Steve Carell is going to be doing a new single-camera comedy. It's going to be created by Bill Lawrence and Matt Tarsis, and they talked about how now that they have Steve Carell on board, they're like, nothing can go wrong now. So, yeah, people are saying, well, hopefully you didn't just jinx it. But the series will be set on a college campus. It's an HBO show, and centering on an author's complicated relationship with his daughter. Well, there you go with that. And, of course, Bill Lawrence, he did Scrubs and multiple shows like Ted Lasso, Shrinking, and Cougar Town. Ted Lasso, obviously, love it. Shrinking, love it. Scrubs, I haven't seen enough, but I have friends that swear by that show. So there you go, new Steve Carell show. Check it out. It is Wednesday, May 22nd. It is 6:29 in the p.m. and it is 67 degrees. And welcome to the pre-show, ladies and gentlemen. We have Brett Saxon.
Bring your ass.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Took it.
Wow.
It's a shovel we're bearing.
Yeah, he started from the very beginning.
Okay.
Now, because of that, we do have to...
you don't want to introduce everybody else?
Well, we'll introduce everybody, but then we have to explain that. Because, yes. But we got Clark Wilson.
Hi.
Hey. We got Jacob.
Brett took my line, man.
You were going to do that one?
Yeah.
He's lying.
Yeah.
Bring
y'all. And we have Kelsey.
Hi.
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks.
Yeah, good to have you guys. We have a very special episode coming up after this pre-show. We have BBC, this stands for Best Book Club, and we're going to be reviewing a great book. Or is it great? We'll find out. We'll talk to you about it. Jury's out on that. But for right now, before we get into it, we have a couple stories for the pre-show. But Brett, you just mentioned Bring Yo Ass. What is that about?
Yeah, Bring Yo Ass.
It's Bring Yo.
Bring Yo Ass.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So that is, we all got wolf's fever, I think.
Yeah.
I think we all got bit by the bug. I mean, we are clearly the biggest fans here, besides Clark. Besides
yeah.
Clark.
Yeah.
Who hasn't been a lifelong fan his whole life of the Wolves. The Wolves are in the conference finals. And Anthony Edwards mentioned that to Charles Barkley. Do you want to elaborate, Clark?
Well, Barkley asked him, Anthony, I haven't been to Minneapolis in 20 years. I need some restaurants.
Yep. And then what'd he say?
Bring ass.
Yep. And apparently, so he is in town, and he went to Manny's last night, I guess.
Oh, that's a solid one.
That's not bad. If that really did happen.
Well, and Charles lied. He's been here more recently than
like 5 years ago, right?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Did anyone bust that?
Man? I think it was probably just a joke in like the last time we were this far.
Yeah. Well, it was Barkley. Yeah. He's always joking.
Yeah, yeah. He's not funny.
Unfortunate news, there's only one more year of Inside the NBA on TNT because basketball's moving to NBC.
Maybe they'll take that show with them.
Sorry.
I don't know. No, Ernie Johnson's staying with TNT. I don't know what he's going to do. Hockey, maybe.
Okay.
And so I don't know if like Barkley and Shaq and Kenny Smith will.
I feel like they will because that's such a big show and people love that.
And Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Yeah. But
Kevin Hart, he's on like the ESPN.
Yeah, he's on a
broadcast,
different show. He's on
the Manning cast of NBA.
But so we're all excited for the game one tonight. So we're gonna do a quick show and then jump over to the Timberwolves game. Yeah. So let's do a couple quick stories. It is, like I said, May 22nd. So we like to cover the big national holidays of the day. Some of the ones that you might not be aware of. Now, Jacob, you might know of this one, though it's not specifically what you do, but it is National Craft Distillery Day.
Shut up.
Yeah.
What a weirdly specific day.
Right.
Weird.
But that just means, it sounds like, for just the actual...
Hard alcohol.
Yeah, hard alcohol, distilled spirits and all that, yeah.
Last year, National Beer Day came around, and none of us knew that was coming, because none of us paid attention to that,
no.
I guess, at the brewery. And so people were coming in
Do we get two for ones? Do we? Do I get a free growler of beer? Do I get a free? It's like
a free growler.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot.
People reach for some big discounts. It's like you already get
like 10%. National Pizza Day is like you get like one free
pie.
Smell.
Additional. You get like a
one additional topping.
You get to smell it as we walk by with the pizza.
Like, right. You get free smells all year round at Jimmy John's.
Not a spike smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah,
I got some smells.
Yeah. Yeah, Brett also.
Brett gives free smells every day. It's National Free Smell house, Day from Brett.
But yeah, so on May 22nd, National Craft Distillery Day adds spirits to the small batch revolution, recognizing the diversity of distilled spirits. The industry followed in the footsteps of the craft brewers and began creating a market for themselves. Do you love that catchphrase?
I know what you're saying now. Yeah. I've watched it so many times on Twitter.
It's right. Yeah. Well, it is actually now the tourism, right?
It's Minnesota
tourism.
It's everywhere.
Bringyass.com.
Yeah.
It's even in the walls.
Right. But so there you go. And then it's also, this is for Brett. You might know this day.
Ooh.
Do you know what this day is specifically for you?
Okay. This day is not. Is it my birthday?
It is your national Brett Saxon's birthday day.
Wow.
No, it's not. No, it is national.
Isn't your birthday in May?
It is.
Yeah, no.
Did we miss it?
You got the month right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beginning.
No. Or is it March? It's March.
March. Yeah. It was. You're right.
When did I say?
December.
It's March.
December.
Jinx. You all.
Coke
Zero. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. He didn't drink the river either. It's yours.
You're welcome. The
classic Matt. Yeah, yeah.
Classic Matt. I like to save that. That's when all the build up gets there.
For 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Some say that's the soul patch of the can.
God. Oh, my God.
And so, Brett, it is actually National Buy a Musical Instrument Day.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, if you had to go out and buy
That's made up shit by like Trim music.
All of it.
Brett, you're bi-musical?
Yeah, I'm bi-musical. I'm buying a skin flute today.
That's wild.
So,
you're a skin flautist?
That's wild.
Skin flautist, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
So we're bi-musical people.
Now, Brett, if you did have to go and buy an instrument, what would you buy? Is there one that you... Because you actually have guitars. You have a lot of musical equipment around us. I see multiple guitars.
A theremin.
You have this thing.
What is that thing? Yeah. What would I buy?
Yeah, that's a question.
Timpanis?
A voice?
I would go to timpanis
and get a diamond ring. Get a diamond ring.
Timpani would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Do some Carmina Burana.
Maybe a saxophone?
Yeah.
Oh, what was that doing?
You do some Carmina Burana with those timpanis.
Yeah, saxophone. Yeah. Saxophone.
It's a Carnita Burrito.
You think you could play it? Right, if you had a saxophone again, you think you could play it? Like you would remember how to play it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you play saxophone?
I did in junior high.
For how long?
17 years.
No.
That's how long I was in junior high for.
But yeah, so each year on May 22nd, we observe National Buy a Musical Instrument Day. The day is all about playing music. If you're a musician, it might be time for a new instrument. So there you go. Brett, get out there and get one.
I see why Jacob made the buy musical joke. Because you said buy musical.
Oh,
a musical instrument.
Yes.
Yeah. You missed that?
Yeah.
No, I responded with skin flute.
This has been the good rehash of the last few jokes in case you missed it.
If you missed it all.
Yeah. So here's a question I want to know. If you guys are in a bathroom and you look down at the stall, the urinal, and you happen to see some coins in there, maybe it's a penny. Now, this said specifically, if I saw a penny in the urinal, do I take it? But now I feel like it's made up because who's going to just take
a
penny?
I don't even pick up a penny in a non...
Exactly.
I don't want to ruin someone's wish.
Right? It's going to be heads up.
That's selfish.
Yeah. They threw it in there.
Now, but if you saw that, is there any type of money, you know, nickel, quarter?
A $1,000 bill.
A $1,000 bill, you would do that?
Yeah.
What if it was stuffed in some poo?
Oh, God.
In a urinal?
That who's poo?
Is it your no, own poo? I think...
Did you mean I get to walk to the sink and wash it off?
In a dirty bathroom stall. Right. Like if you're sitting
if
on...
If it's piss, I would do it for $10 to $20 even.
Okay.
Because I'm just going to rinse that shit out. that shit out. And then spend it right away. So it's not going to stay in my possession.
Heck.
Right.
I spend it at the concessions
right at the strip club.
They don't accept cash.
Do you think Monty Hall ever forgot one of those $1,000 bills in his pocket on Let's Make a Deal, and then it got dry cleaned and ruined?
Yeah, I'm sure. So someone actually wrote specifically what Clark brought up. Said I
Monty Hall.
Yep. Said Monty Hall. Do you think he ever says word for word what you just said? No. Said if there's a perfectly clean penny on a table, I still won't take it. So that's exactly what Clark was saying. A lot of people saying, I won't keep it, but I wouldn't want to just leave it there. But I would do that anyways. Some says, I'll admit that I've taken coins from urinals before.
Ooh.
I washed them while I washed my hands.
They're in there for target practice and he's taking them?
Yeah. Do you wash them with his mouth?
There's a line waiting to wash hands and this guy's washing pennies.
Yeah.
He's like, I got 50 more.
Sorry.
How much of is a penny even worth anymore?
Oh, a penny saved is a penny earned, is what some people say.
That's what my financial advisor says.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
Clark.
So somebody at work accidentally dropped their cell phone into a porta potty.
Ooh.
And then
a porta potty?
A porta potty.
Or
yeah.
Porta. Whatever. Yes.
And dropped it in there. And it was bad. It was like full.
Like Wee Fest bad?
Yeah, Wee Fest bad. And just hot. It was in the middle of summer.
That's bad.
And then
it was at a taco convention.
Gross.
And so
would you
taco and beer convention
at that point?
What a weirdly specific convention
in the middle of summer too. But I would just leave my phone. I wouldn't touch it. But this person that dropped her phone, we had a production assistant go and actually scoop it out of the porta potty.
With what?
They use plastic gloves.
Yeah, only mouth. Yeah,
mouth,
they had plastic.
You didn't
gloves.
Have like gloves. You had like the culinary, just like finger condom things. Yeah, you cut yourself. You just had two.
They knitted together though, like Catwoman and Batman. You know, her suit was all knitted together. I make one movie reference and everyone
It was Batman Returns.
I don't think you've ever seen Batman.
I've seen Batman Returns. Yeah. Nice.
So I think going around.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Next topic.
So going around would we take money? You would take some and wash it, the $10 and all that. I would take
a coin. I mean,
I wouldn't take a coin.
No, it's not worth the time.
No.
But $10 you can get a free beer for.
So. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd take dollars, not coins.
How dirty is this bathroom? It's just a bathroom. It doesn't mean there's shit and piss on the floor automatically.
It could be at a taco coffee convention. But a porta potty though with your phone?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, I would maybe if I had the tools.
I'd probably take the $10 bill.
But then it's like covered in poop. Maybe so. Then how does that work?
Well, you'd have to wash it really good.
Money?
Yeah. Maybe
maybe get the screen replaced or something.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What if she's in there rummaging around looking for the phone, and she finds three other phones? We got an epidemic of people dropping their phone in porta potties.
YouTube channel spawning from this conversation.
Yeah. Well, Matt told me about this before.
Porta potty.
And all I think of is that episode of South Park where they're like hiding in the porta potty.
Oh yeah, yep. And that was taken from a movie too.
Well, yeah, it was like the Holocaust. Yeah. Was it Schindler's List?
I think it was, yeah. Okay. Well, all right, should we do the show? Should we get the actual show going?
Probably.
It is Thursday, May 23rd. It is 11 in the morning, and it is 70 degrees. All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get into it today. This is our Thursday. So let's see. Let's talk about some advice. Let's do a quick advice question. Someone wants to know, is it selfish or self-care to cancel plans? Etiquette be damned. A reader wonders whether it's wrong to put ourselves first instead of hosts when we want to skip events that we initially agreed to attend. Well, let me just tell you this. Rest assured, I've done this so many times, and it's okay. And I think it's totally self-care. It's got to, you know, for me, I do a little mix. I will do, you know, a certain amount and a decent amount of events. But there's times when it's just like, come on. Laying around, just hanging, in your living room. That's the best. Cancel as much as you can. It is fun to cancel and just do nothing. But yeah, and I don't know. I feel like for me, I can never get bored too. So it's like, I'll find a million things around the apartment to do. So don't you worry about that. I will not be bored. Someone writes, every holiday we have a large family dinner of 25 to 30 people. Mostly everyone brings a dish. When we clear the table, a few of the guests try to beat everyone else into the kitchen and pack up all the leftovers to take home. They don't even leave any for the hosts. I think this is incredibly rude and would like to say something to them, but the hosts, even though they are annoyed with this, don't want anything said because they don't want hard feelings. What is the best way to handle this? They've been included in the holiday dinners for more than 20 years, so it'd be very awkward to disinvite them. Well, that's true. Maybe they'll get bored and want to stay home anyways, like we were just talking about. But probably not. I'd say just grab it and run. Get your fill. You were invited. Take everything you want. Walk around the house. Grab stuff from their bedroom. Anything. Grab some fancy stuff. Grab a guitar. I've been taking one item every week from Brett's house for years, and he has no idea, right before we do the podcast. No, come on. It's, just let them know, listen, leftovers are for everybody. And you can do just a little aside of like, hey, should we leave some for the host? That's the way to do it. Right, it is Friday, May 24th. It is 12:58 in the p.m. It is 67 degrees, and it is Friday, ladies and gentlemen. So let's get to it. Last segment of the week for the weekly review, and this is coming out after the main show. I don't know if the first couple of segments, if I had it flip-flopped, but I had decided to change it halfway through the week, and so leave this one as the second part. The second episode that drops today. So later on in a couple of minutes, I'll give you my review of Mad Max Furiosa, a Mad Max story. So I'll give you that. I saw that last night. But we'll start today's Friday segment with some sad news, which is the Super Size Me director, Morgan Spurlock, died at 53 years old from cancer. So there you go. He did the One Direction This Is Us documentary as well, but Super Size Me is what put him on the map. So there you go with that. Passed away at 53 years old. From there, and I remember watching that when that came out. That was such a big frenzy, and you know, is inspiring as like a filmmaker and someone that makes, you know, and tries to, you know, make and create different things. It was cool seeing that he did that, and he kind of put himself always in the center of it. Basically, he ate McDonald's for 30 days. And so I remember that kind of idea was very fascinating. It was like, wow, there you go with that. Morgan Spurlock. From there, other movie news. Let's get right into it. The movie review of Furiosa, a Mad Max story. So I love all the Mad Max movies. Yes, even beyond Thunderdome. And so if you wanted to follow and catch up on all those, you can actually watch them all on Max right now, which is kind of great prepping material, but you definitely don't need to go into Furiosa. It's a good standalone movie. 2 hours and 40 minutes, I think is what it is. But this is one of those movies where, you know, you'll hear me complain quite a bit about movie lengths until it comes to a movie that I like. And then I'm like, oh, they couldn't have made it 18 hours? That's kind of selfish. But this one is 2 hours and 28 minutes, and to me does not feel like that at all. It doesn't drag. I was just into it the entire time. I didn't check my phone. I was good. I was a good boy. But it was, I gotta say, I loved every second of it. It was really good. A lot of CGI in this movie, but that's okay. I think that's fine. Just distracted me a couple times, but Anya Taylor-Joy, did I nail that? Anya Taylor-Joy, yeah, she's awesome in it. Tom Burke, which was kind of a cool surprise seeing him, because he was in those detective stories written by Strike, those ones written by the author of Harry Potter. So there you go. He's a great actor, and he's awesome showing up in this. He looks like Max, like a version of Max. Yeah, J.K. Rowling wrote the Strike series, the Strike books. But all in all, I got to tell you, go see this movie. If you're a fan of these movies, you're going to definitely love this one. It's super intense, loud, lots of action, Furiosa, Mad Max story. Good or not good, I'm giving it a good. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the show, the weekly review for the week. I hope you had a good one. Special thanks to Nalo and the Unis for music, as always. Reach out at notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com, notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com if you have any comments or concerns, and we will talk to you guys in a week. Have a great weekend. I love you.